Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. I am your host, Shanny Ved, and I'm super excited because completion. There is nothing like completion. One of our coaches in our Worthy tribe, who is an amazing prophet as well, did a whole sermonette in the tribe on the anointing and the connection of completion. When you get your work done, God is a creator. God is a completer. And so we are so grateful that after what has really been 8 years from the first time this book was birthed until the rebirth of it and the rewrite, it's been 8 years, so that the final key is completion. So I pray that this blesses those of you who are in the journey. You've been through your dark night of the soul. You're ready to come out of hiding and stand in the fullness of your glory. We are here. We are at a time of now. We are at a chosen time of destiny. I'm so grateful to have you with us as a part of this audience and as somebody who's invested in the book. That means more to me than you know. And you will see when you read it, every page has nuggets of wisdom that were hard won. Like some of you, the wisdom is hard purchased, but we lack no good thing. The whole journey of Worthy is whole, complete, lacking nothing. So let's dive into this final key, complete, right here on Worthy Radio. Essential 8 is complete. You know, the beautiful thing about completion is that it is tied to the promise of wholeness. And it is really the end of fixing ourselves and welcoming the soul level ease of accepting what God has already declared done. I believe in the completed work on the cross, which means it's finished. What can you add to a perfect work? And yet we find ourselves, you know, living these small lives, not accepting what has been done. I remember when my father was in the hospital and he was dying of pancreatic cancer, and I was so honored and blessed to be at his side during that time. And one of my girlfriends told me she had lost both of her parents, and she said, "Shannon, pay attention in these final days when they're going in and out of this lucid state." She's like, "They are able to access things and see things and hear things. Listen to everything your dad says, you know, write to him, sing to him, write down everything he says, because he's going in and out of the realm. He's going in and out of the realm." And so I was very mindful to like watch my dad and listen to what he was saying and look for these signs. And there was this one nurse who would come into my father's room, and every time she would come into his room, if he hadn't been up in 4 or 5 hours, he would get up when this nurse came in. And so I said to my dad, he had a moment where he was awake, and I said, "Dad, what is it about this nurse?" I said, "Every time she comes in the room, you just light up and you open up." And my dad only had a few words he could give me, but he says, "Shannon, she's complete." And I'll never forget that, because my dad always loved women. Women always loved him, but I had never heard my dad call a woman complete. And so I watched her the next time she came in, and she had this radiance. She was in her 70s, maybe 60s. She had this radiance. She had this glow about her. And there was this inner calm on the inside of her, and she just felt like love and peace. And so I thought about my dad calling her complete, and I said, "I get it. She is complete." And so the beauty of completion is that we are allowing ourselves to die to that former small life, to the stories we've made up, to the experiences we've had, and we're allowing ourselves to accept and embrace all of it as a part of our journey. The pain, the dark nights of the soul, we're able to see that there's been a message in what we call the mess. There's been ministry in what we call the mistake. There's been wisdom in what we call the wounds. There's been something glorious in everything that we've experienced, because pain accelerates the promise. And when we're in those seasons of pain, we are actually opening up to deeper parts of ourselves than we could ever imagine, ask, or think. You know, there's something that comes in pain where we learn about the preparation that the promise requires. Sometimes when we are feeling disconnected from the promise, we're in that in-between stage of believing for something but not seeing it manifest. That can create pain. Uncertainty is torment sometimes. Let's just be honest. It doesn't feel good to feel unsafe. It doesn't feel good to stand for something and believe for it and pray for it and not see it manifest. And yet we can switch that level of questioning to come from a place of completion, to come from a place of completion and say, "God, what do you want to show me in this time of preparation? What do I need to release? What do I need to make room from or make room for?" There's a completion through a voluntary dying to. I can say, God, I surrender this former life and I accept this new life. I surrender whatever I am in resistance to. I let go of resistance. I surrender resistance. I surrender resistance because I am asking you to perform a miracle in my life. And yet I may be the one standing in the way of that because I'm overthinking it. I am in my head. Sometimes we are looking for the next thing and we haven't completed the current project that we're on because completion is not just spiritual. Completion also has a physical manifestation. I am a person who loves to be in the spirit realm and who loves to be in these lofty places, but hello, there's work to be done. So there are books that are getting published. There are courses that are being produced. There is things that are being produced every single day and completed every single day because completion is power. Completion is an anointing. Completion is how you win back your own self-respect. If you look at your life and there's a lot of unfinished business around you, it drains energy. It drains your form of respect. And so the act of completing your work, completing your promise to yourself is beautiful because it puts you in alignment with your creator. God is both a creator and a completer. Whatever work has been started in you, God will complete it to the end. Whatever promise has been given to you, God will complete it to the end. It's not God who doesn't complete. It's us. We feign in the hallway. You know, there's a joke that when God shuts one door, he opens another, but boy, there is hell in the hallway. We call it the messy middle. How do we get through the messy middle? How do we navigate out of that? There is a focus that's required just for the completion of our assignments, for forgiveness of ourselves. It's interesting that forgiveness really means paying an old debt. Some of us can't walk in completion because we haven't released ourselves from old debts to ourselves. We're still bringing up that old story. We're still remembering what they did or didn't do. We haven't completed things in the spirit realm. And there's a form of completion in the spirit realm that can only be done through forgiveness. So when that woman walked in the room and she lit my father up and my dad says, she's complete. And I could feel the love radiating from her and the calm radiating from her. Maybe she lived long enough to forgive and forget and complete old things. What's still lingering? What's still speaking to you in the middle of the night? What memories are haunting you of things that you felt like you didn't do right, of things that you're holding against other people? Can we move into a completion through forgiveness? Because our suffering is only here to serve the process of our wholeness. It's only here to remind us of where we have not allowed ourselves to finish the lesson, to master the lesson that our souls were there to learn. Your soul is co-creating through pain, through promise, through joy, through new experiences, through old things happening, through dark, through night, through mistakes, through perfection. It's creating with God all the lessons that it's here to learn and master. And so that dark night of the soul stripped you, and yet it also unveiled you. That person who broke your heart also opened it. That person who disappointed you and betrayed you also allowed you to leave a part of that gullibility and innocence and step into an initiation back in your power and back into your place of wisdom and discernment to say that won't happen again. And so everything that we think that has been here to destroy us has also worked in us a rebirth of something that's needed once that fire purifies away what is no longer needed. Because fire is purification. It cannot even be tested to be genuine until it passes through the fire. But you've been through the fire. You've been through the loss. You've been through the tears. You've been through the suffering. And you've still pressed. And you still got up and you're listening to this right now and you're still searching and asking and seeking and saying, God, surely there must be something better than this. And so now it's time to stop and look within and say, oh, there is something that's already here. It's me. I made it. I'm not who I used to be. I'm not who I was yesterday. I'm not who I was a few minutes ago before I started listening to this that my soul called forth so that I could get what I needed even right now. I want to trust the divine whisper of God in my spirit. I want to trust my journey. I want to trust my vision. I want to trust my process. I want to heal my relationship with myself. I want to be in intimacy with God, where we are co-creating a life together that is always speaking of the completion that's already mine when I accept myself, when I accept that everything that I've been through has been the journey that has crafted me, when I accept and completely forgive myself for not knowing what I didn't know when I didn't know, when I can forgive others for not being what I needed them to be when I needed them to be it. When I can complete these old trauma openings, when I can complete these old soul ties by forgiving and letting go and breaking covenant with what I made them mean, I cleanse everything that's not the truth. I call forth everything that is. When you walk in completion, the things that are not true fall away from you and you make room for the things that are to come and find you. Count it all joy, brethren. I love this verse because it speaks to completion. Count it all joy when you enter into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect way, because in the end you will be whole, complete, lacking nothing. Every time you forgot your worth, every time you forgot your value, every time you forgot your true identity, every time you forgot who you were, you entered into a trial. And it cost you, and it broke you, and it hurt you, and it wounded you. But in the end, it gave you another level of completion, another level of wholeness. You lack not the wisdom anymore. You are whole, complete, lacking nothing. And every time you go to this world and you ask it to tell you who you are, or you go to a spouse, or you go to another person, place, or thing, or substance, and you try to get from that what only God and you can provide, the peace, the understanding, the love that comes from cultivating that relationship of wholeness and completion within. I am already whole, complete, lacking nothing. Say it with me. I am whole, complete, lacking nothing. So be it. I am worthy of living a life that reflects this completion. I am worthy of living a life that reflects this wholeness. I am worthy of living a life that reflects abundance, not lack. I accept my completion in God now, and I accept the courage required to walk it out. I have nothing left to prove. This is what wholeness means. This is what completion means. I can receive, I can accept what God already says is whole and perfect and complete in His eyes. Amen.
Greetings, we've reached our soul work for our final key 8, complete. And the question for you to journal is, in what ways have you looked for wholeness, validation, and completion outside of yourself? How will you change this? So in what ways have you looked for wholeness, validation, and completion outside of yourself? And how will you change this? So thank you for making it with us through these 8 keys. If this is your first one, or your second, or somewhere in between, go back and listen to them. Get your book, your Kindle book, or your paperback book. I really suggest the paperback book. There's something about flipping those pages and landing right where you need to. There's something tangible about touching books, and I've gone both ways with Kindles and paper books, and it's just something about the physicality of, you know, laying your hands on something, right? So for those of you who learn in that way where you need to touch and move, me too. So get the paperback book. We want to hear from you. We are going to come back with some new shows after our travel time is over. We're out on the road. I'm thinking by the time you hear this, we're at least on the road, getting some really good momentum built up around the book and the movement. We didn't want to release a book. We wanted to start a movement. So you can find out what we're doing on theworthyvision.com. You should be a part of our Worthy Tribe. We have a private Facebook group where we coach live every week via video. So hopefully you found us on Facebook, The Worthy Tribe. And let's just stay connected on social media and all things on this worthy journey. Let us know your book review, your podcast review. We want to stay in touch with you. We want to see you. God bless you. Thank you so much for believing in this vision and for believing in yourself. You are your greatest investment. When we get better, all of life gets better. So we'll see you soon with some new shows. In the meantime, you are worthy of God's greatest and highest destiny for your life. Don't ever, ever forget that. God bless you. I love you. See you soon.